100 years of Pi Kappa Phi. As Pi Kappa Phi approached its 100th anniversary in 2004, the fraternity looked back on a century of brotherhood, sacrifice, and growth. A centennial committee, made up of 14 brothers from 12 chapters, was tasked with celebrating this monumental milestone. The celebration took place at the College of Charleston, where Pi Kappa Phi's journey began. To honor this rich legacy, the fraternity gifted the college a bell tower, symbolizing the unity and strength of brotherhood as Pi Kappa Phi stepped into its second century. The idea for the bell tower came from the Centennial Gift Committee, led by Durwood Owen, Zy, Roanoke. Standing 40 feet tall, with a 620-pound bell, the tower was inscribed with a dedication that read, "Dedicated to the unbroken stream of men to whom we owe our wonderful Pi Kappa Phi," alongside a bas-relief of the founders. A recorded message from founder Simon Fogarty resonated through the air. "Our fraternity is like a river, those at the beginning moving downriver, no one part of it any more important than any other, flowing without end." To honor this powerful vision, the bell rang 3 times at the close of the dedication, a moment marking a century of brotherhood. Leading donors Eldred and Donna Harmon and Kelly Bergstrom had the honor of ringing the bell for the first time. By the time the centennial arrived, Pi Kappa Phi had grown to nearly 95,000 initiates, 200 chapters, and 3 affiliate entities. In stark contrast to the 5 attendees at the first convention in 1906, 1,300 brothers, alumni, and guests gathered despite the nearby threat of Hurricane Charley. The celebration was filled with events including business sessions, the Supreme Banquet, a performance by Randy Owen, Delta Epsilon, Jacksonville State, and the arrival of the Journey of Hope team. The weekend concluded with a charge from newly elected National President Ernest Johnson, "Go forth and lead."